Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge. Welcome back to the show. Fetal alcohol syndrome disorder, the umbrella term used to describe the spectrum of conditions of which FAS is the most extreme, has a prevalence rate of 6.42%, 64 per 1,000, among children in grade 1 in South Africa. Aisha Wadwala, Al Jazeera reporter, has been following the story very closely. Aisha, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam, Shafiq. I just have to clarify something. Not an Al Jazeera reporter. I've just freelanced and done a story for them, so just want to clarify that. Just in terms of the stats that you read out, 6.4%, that was in the Saldanha area. That is not the average for South Africa. Sorry, just to clarify.
All right. So what would the average for South Africa be, higher or lower?
Well, that's the thing. The Foundation for Alcohol-Related Research is currently carrying out a number of studies, so we don't know what the prevalence rate is for the country on the whole, simply because they haven't yet done studies in the rest of the country. Studies have been confined largely to the Western Cape previously because of this belief that it's only farm workers which were affected. But as they're carrying out more studies, last year a study which has just recently completed in the Eastern Cape, in Port Elizabeth, they found that that area now has the highest prevalence rate in South Africa and also the highest prevalence rate in the world at 13.4%. Previously, there are in the Northern Cape, a study which was done a few years ago, that was about 10.2%. So these really are quite high figures. In terms of what the Foundation for Alcohol-Related Research is saying, that as they do more studies, they probably will find that in urban areas, in KwaZulu-Natal, in Gauteng, they probably will find that the figures are probably not as high, but still significantly high.
Now, of course, I mean, fetal alcohol syndrome is something, number one, that can be prevented, but the consequences are horrible, aren't they? I mean, you've been able to see it firsthand.
No, indeed. I mean, it's something which is fully preventable and completely irreversible. I think, it really comes down to, and this is something that FAR and the governments of the Northern, Department of Social Development in the Northern Cape and the Western Cape have been trying to do by promoting intervention strategies, education and awareness campaigns, just teaching at the clinics. They have something called the Healthy Mother, Healthy Baby campaign, where they're signing women up to commit to this program, and so to ensure that the babies are not born with fetal alcohol syndrome, so to prevent mothers from drinking during pregnancy. The thing is, it's such a broad, I don't think that anybody has figured it out. I mean, government certainly hasn't. FASD on the whole is not a priority for South Africa. The other burden of diseases, which are given a far higher priority. In terms of prevention strategies, I mean, the whole thing is just to tell mothers to abstain during alcohol, to abstain from drinking alcohol during pregnancy. But what I found in my interviews was that, women would say that they are told this at the clinic, don't drink and it could harm your baby, but it doesn't seem real. And so therefore, they ignore the warnings and then continue drinking. The other thing is that in South Africa, 75% of the pregnancies are unplanned. So a lot of these women don't know that they're pregnant, so they're drinking well into the third, into the first trimester, or they ignore that they are pregnant. So they realize, there's some, especially if it's a second or third pregnancy, but they still continue drinking, and then they only present to the clinic in their second or third month. And by then, it's just already too late.
It's sad, isn't it? I mean, of course, obviously the other statistic, 75% unplanned pregnancies. I know some social workers will argue that 75% is the number that's been bumped up considerably again by alcohol in the first place anyway.
I mean, one can definitely say that, yes, because, you know, if women weren't drinking, then they would be. And but the other thing is that a lot of they'd then be making more informed choices. The thing about South Africa, though, and in terms of what, I mean, all the studies which have been done, what it shows is that, you know, a lot of these women are binge drinkers, especially from lower socioeconomic classes. And one has to make the distinction that it's not just, although it is largely prevalent amongst the lower socioeconomic classes, you know, the middle class is not exempt. I mean, what I was told is that you see women, I mean, you still have GPs telling women that it's okay to have one or two glasses of wine a day, and, you know, it totally isn't. And amongst the middle class, children may be diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, and it actually is fetal alcohol syndrome disorder. Now, I mean, FAS is obviously the worst. Fetal alcohol syndrome is on, like, the opposite end of the spectrum, and that's, you know, the most severe. But on, you know, FASD covers a wide range of behaviors, so some may be milder, and so therefore you don't realize that the child does have FASD. So, yeah, I mean, so coming back to your question, the fact that alcohol does make it worse for unplanned pregnancies, yes. And the fact that many of these women are drinking with their partners, you know, it's not as though, and the men themselves are saying, oh, you know, well, I mean, you should be drinking, you know, the men don't want to use contraception. And so it's sort of a lose-lose situation in that regard where, you know, people are caught up in, are caught up in that.
Yeah, in fact, it's a whole. I think I would call it the poverty cycle, and the poverty cycle is one of violence. It's not like sometimes always physical violence. It's psychological, institutionalized violence against the most sensitive and vulnerable people in society.
No, of course, and if you speak to most of the women, and if they tell you the reasons why they're drinking, a lot of it is to escape problems. It's because of poverty and unemployment. I mean, the study that was the studies which were recently done. Okay, so in Saldanha does have better employment statistics and a better socioeconomic outlook than many other municipalities because of the employment opportunities provided by tourism and by the steel factory and then the fishing industry. But at the same time, you know, I think it's 23% unemployment rate. People are drinking. Also, on the weekend, you know, even if people are working, then on the weekend, you end up binge drinking. But certainly for many of the women, absent boyfriends, absent husbands, it really is to escape the unhappiness which they feel in their daily life.
And of course, Aisha, the state of a child that's suffering from FASD, I mean, obviously it varies, but I mean, it's not a nice thing to see, is it? Because basically that child is condemned for the rest of their life to not have all their faculties.
Certainly. I mean, a child with FAS, certainly, yes, because the child would then have to go to a school for the disabled. They would probably, I mean, so in Saldanha, I had visited the community of Saldanha, where I'd done my interviews for the article. You know, I mean, I spoke to mothers who had children, in the town of Worcester, which is like 160 kilometers away, and they feel that absence, and they feel that loss. What was surprising, though, is that when the study was done, and they interviewed about just over 1,300 learners, grade one learners, that many of the parents didn't realize that the child fell somewhere on the spectrum. According to FAR, that seems to be the reality for most areas in other places where they did the studies as well. Children with FAS and, you know, perhaps not FASD, certainly it would be then quite obvious from the time that they're born this child is not that this child has FAS. I think for South Africa, it, you know, so they say that about 3 million children in South Africa could be living with fetal alcohol syndrome, and then up to 11 million children with fetal alcohol syndrome disorder. And then that speaks to, I mean, and no studies have been done to actually to assess economic impact on South Africa, because clearly these are children who won't be able to grow up because of the lack of mental capabilities. You know, it takes a huge toll in terms of special schools. They probably also, in terms of the behavioral problems, to not be able to hold down a proper job, to be able to study. So that, of course, is... I mean, the impact is just tremendous for South Africa, and it's something that, you know, FAR is saying that the country needs to step up and say, we need to do something to stop this right now, because for too long we've been saying, well, it's because of the DOP system in amongst farm workers, you know, amongst farms in the Western Cape, you know, FAS was something that was, it was their problem. This clearly isn't. It's a South African problem on the whole, and we find that people are drinking more, and so therefore... you know, there's a likelihood of more children being born with FAS or FASD.
And fetal alcohol syndrome, or the fetal alcohol syndrome disorder, it's probably one of the hidden problems of our society. So many other problems we have to deal with. And the bottom line is, if you are pregnant, don't drink. But it doesn't always work, that advice. Aisha Wadwala from freelance, but she's done the story for Al Jazeera. You can get it on the Al Jazeera website. Quite shocking, but somebody has to wake somebody up in terms of the fetal alcohol syndrome. Aisha, shukran. Thanks a lot. Well done. Everything of the best.
Shukran, Shafiq. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.